10 years ago, the Fayetteville School Board voted to keep the school district a one high school district. The decision came down just a short time after Springdale opened its second high school, and Rogers was preparing to open its second high school. In those 10 years, the old Fayetteville High School was renovated and expanded. Bentonville built and opened its second high school, and Fort Smith briefly contemplated building a third high school. Now, Fayetteville is one of the largest school districts in the area to stick with just having one high school. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek spoke with the superintendent, who himself is still relatively new to the area, about that decision and how the district is preparing for the future as Northwest Arkansas continues to attract more and more people.
Fayetteville Superintendent Matthew Wentz says, so far, everything is on track in terms of the district's preparations for the future when the school board voted 4-3 to stay with one high school back in 2007.
Fayetteville is growing. The projected enrollment and the actual enrollment is actually aligned well.
The school district did a study in 2010 to forecast its enrollment from that year to 2019, as it was preparing to renovate and expand the high school. The study found that most of the migration into the district included elementary school-aged children, college students, and adults 25 to 39. It also found locally born 18 to 24-year-olds were leaving the district and younger families weren't moving in as quickly. That study also predicted the total enrollment would start a steady decline from about 2016 to 2021. To keep making sure the district is on track, Superintendent Wentz says last month they hired a new demographer to help write the next 10-year plan of projections. That data likely won't be available until this fall. And while Wentz says Northwest Arkansas itself is one of the fastest-growing regions in the country,
Fayetteville doesn't lead the pack. As a community, we're not Bentonville, we're not Rogers, and we're not Springdale.
For comparison, Wentz says his district is growing by about 150 to 200 students a year. The Bentonville School District is growing by about 500. Right now, Fayetteville High has an enrollment of about 2,000 students after bringing in the ninth graders in 2015. When Bentonville passed its millage in 2013 to build a second high school, Bentonville High had a population of more than 4,200 at a capacity of 3,700. And in Rogers and Springdale, currently, both of the high schools in those two cities have more than 2,000 students each. Wentz says during his career, he's been a superintendent at an Iowa school district that went from having one high school to having two.
It's complicated. It's difficult. It can be very rewarding because the upside is that people are wanting to live in your community. And I've said for a long time, and having lived that life, I know a lot of people who love the second and third Walgreens, the second and third McDonald's and Starbucks. I don't know very many people who like the second and third school, especially when it's at the high school level, because that's just a change in your community. It can change values. It can change traditions.
That was part of the argument for keeping Fayetteville a one high school district back around 2007. Carol Witter says she was working for the district during that time.
Originally, when they started the discussion about two high schools versus one high school, it was probably 20 years ago.
Witter says she started teaching in the Fayetteville School District in 1979. The last 13 years of her career were spent at Fayetteville High as a special education teacher. She says she decided to retire in 2013, partially because the district chose to stay with one high school. The same year Witter retired, the renovations and expansion at Fayetteville High were halfway done.
It's very frustrating, and that's one of the reasons I retired early. I mean, I retired when I was 57 years old because I had my 28 years in.
Witter says she and a lot of other educators wanted a second high school when that conversation was being had, but she felt like they weren't being listened to.
I think what it boils down to is athletics and the football team and a few other things like the AP classes. If they had two high schools, they would have to split up the football teams and the basketball teams, and that would disrupt the athletics.
When that debate was happening, published reports state school board members said Fayetteville High would have to move from a 7A to a 6A class in athletics if there was to be a second high school. The district may have also lost some advanced placement courses with small enrollment numbers. For Wendt, who was hired in 2016, that conversation is far behind the district. And the next conversation the district will be having is how to creatively deal with growth.
One agreement we do have in Fayetteville is that we're going to have one comprehensive high school, and then we're going to address enrollment increases, I hope, in a different way than just simply building more buildings. I believe we ought to have a system, and I hope that we're open to discussing it, where at the end of the junior year, seniors may very well have met the traditional requirements, and then we move those kids, still under the support of Fayetteville school system, we move those kids into different pathways.
Wendt says those pathways can include taking college courses at the University of Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas Community College, internships, apprenticeships, and volunteering.
If people agree with that assessment, think of what that does for our capacity at the high school. Rather than having 600, 700, 800 high school students in the senior class attending one facility, you have them throughout the community, if not throughout Northwest Arkansas, actually engaged in what they want to be engaged with. But yet we need to ensure they still have the connection. So what might that look like? Maybe 4 days out and 1 day at the high school with a teacher or a facilitator. I think that personalized learning plan for each kid is going to be just really incredible. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're on the brink of changing the way we do high school.
Carol Witter says she still has another issue with having one high school, and it's a problem she's had with the idea since it was debated years ago.
Like as a special ed teacher, I can tell you that the kids who get really good education in Fayetteville are the advanced placement kids and the kids that are athletes, the kids that are popular, the kids that excel, and then the kids that, you know, are less than fortunate get lost in the crowd. And a lot of kids fall between the cracks. So it doesn't make any sense to me, to have one big giant high school.
Superintendent Wendt acknowledges the high school population is large, but he says he's found the issue Witter describes doesn't have anything to do with the school's size.
High schools of 200, 300, 400, 500, kids are getting lost. So kids can get lost in a high school that's much, much smaller than a Fayetteville High. We know that this can happen, whether there's a high school of 500 or 2,500. That's a system issue. And that means we need to do a better job of personalizing high school experience.
And Wendt says he sees the school's large student population, and therefore its diversity, as a strength rather than a weakness.
There's a place for everyone. And so is it big? Well, yes, it's big. But the large component adds value because that means there's a place for everyone who attends. And we accept everybody.
It will be clear in a few months how many everybodies the high school can ideally accommodate once the demographer, hired last month, is done assessing the academic capacity of each school campus in the district. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
And in the interest of full disclosure, Carol Witter, who you heard from in this story, is the mother of Katie Hendrickson, the host of Note with Katie Hendrickson on KUAF. And Superintendent Matthew Wendt says he also envisions a future in which the other schools in the area, like the new school in Haas Hall and Fayetteville Public Schools, work hand in hand to educate their students. And by the way, Fayetteville, Springdale, and Bentonville students all go back to school on the 14th. Rogers get 2 extra days of summer. They'll go back on the 16th.